Another episode of Kentucky Football and Basketball Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right. Well, here we are. We're let's see here. What's today? Today is the 13th or no, yeah. Today's the 14th.
14th of January.
So we're about 12 days ago was the bowl game.
Yeah.
So since then, we've learned all kinds of stuff. Of course, we haven't been on since the bowl game. We're kind of a little bit behind on it, but that's okay. We've all been busy. But to kind of recap, we always like to recap the season before. What would be your grades for this past season?
For this past season? Starting off. Offensively was a D, man. I just can't find any bright side offense other than Rodriguez. I mean, offensive line was great, but we didn't really utilize them. I don't know. It's just a very frustrating offensive season. Defensively, I would say they're probably about a B+. They started off, if they started off as good as they finished, they would have been an A+.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on at the beginning of the season. Of course, it's weird. Usually with Stoops' defenses, it takes them like two or three games to actually get it underneath their belt. And, of course, playing SEC teams every week is really hard on a defense, especially when your offense is struggling as much as UK's offense did this year.
Offense was terrible.
Then of course, the Alabama loss isn't looking as bad now since they were pretty much kicking everyone's ass this year.
They rolled everybody.
I don't feel as bad about that. I guess at the end of the year, I would say it's probably a C, maybe even a C+. Yeah. It's just because in a normal year, we'd probably be 8-4. At the end of the day, I feel like we did accomplish stuff as far as getting a new offensive coordinator and kind of exploiting that and exposing the offense this year and showing that it's just not going to work.
No,
we all like Eddie Grant and stuff. We've said that quite often on this show. Seems like a good guy, but we were critical for the first time ever about his offense and his, the numbers don't lie to it.
Right.
So you see that they weren't very good. So,
right.
With that said, I do think some stuff was accomplished this year. You still got a Gator Bowl. That's better bowl than last year. It's a better bowl win.
Better bowl
looks
win.
Better in the trophy case.
Yeah.
He beat a ranked team, another ranked team. I just think the program, we wouldn't say after this year they've moved forward, but definitely since this offseason, you can tell we have moved forward. At the end of the season, you wouldn't say it was kind of like a plateau almost.
Right.
And it was a weird year, COVID year. And you know, at the end of the season, it was so weird, and Kentucky was still able to get a pretty damn good bowl game win, and it was pretty convincingly. I mean, be honest with you, I know it got a little dicey down towards the end, but most of the game, Kentucky controlled that whole game.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion. So, with all that said, I think it was all right. So, since then, fast forwarding, we have learned all kinds of stuff now. Guys coming back. We got some really good guys coming back. We were worried about the end of the season. We were worried about key positions like what? Offensive line.
Offensive line.
I mean, that was a big one we were worried about. We were worried about the wide receivers going in the next year. We were worried about, what quarterbacks were going to be left over.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out if we all kind of speculated that Terry was going to be gone.
Yeah.
But again, we were all kind of wondering who was going to stay, who was going to go, who's going to opt in. And we found out, especially like I said, we also had safeties, linebackers, stuff like that. So some we were a little surprised it left, and then there were some that we were really surprised they came back.
Yeah.
And I guess you got to start this off with getting back Kennard and Fortner.
I mean,
both those guys would have been in the NFL.
With Kennard coming back, I think that probably puts him at the number one overall tackle spot in college football.
I would think he's going to be up there. He's an All-American.
Yeah,
and
I mean, not number one, he's top three. I mean, I was shocked.
Yeah,
when he came back. I was shocked.
I am too. And then to get Fortner with him, that experience alone is huge. I mean,
Forsyth, he's a great offensive lineman as well.
Yes. Fortner, Fortner's great.
No, and Fortner, Forsyth, is that how you say his name?
Yeah,
he got a lot of playing time.
I think it's big time to get those guys back, and they're able to use an extra year. Both of them have been drafted this year.
Right.
I guess the question mark leaving now is replace Dre Jackson. I mean, he left. Obviously, we saw Landon Young. He left. Those weren't surprises.
No,
we knew they were
really
sure. NFL.
They're the best in their positions.
They're probably day two, day three guys in the NFL, top five rounds. Maybe, I mean, Drake Jackson's probably going to be off the board, maybe second round, third round. Yeah. So, you know, Quentin Wilson's going to be taking over that spot as of right now, the center spot that we see an early depth chart. But
that's it. That we guy also has some big shoes to fill. I mean, between him and John Toth, those are a lot of really good experience we got going on there.
Yeah, and of course, we also got back Rodriguez, found out today. Yeah. We got back Ali, which is big. I mean, yeah. Ali's a big guy to get back because, again, the wide receiver spot is something that we're worried about next year.
Yeah,
I mean, you got some good talent there. You got Drennan, and you got Drennan, you got Ali, you got Hayes. I mean, Hayes was decent.
Yeah.
I mean, guys that haven't really, I guess, lived up to their expectations.
Yeah, and
but at the end of the day,
yeah. The last update on the receiver spot too is Robinson's 50-50. Wendell Robinson between us and Purdue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if we get him, that's a pretty damn good thing.
Yeah, if we get him, we're learned pretty set.
The other thing we also learned was Terry Wilson is transferring. I don't think that was any shock. I was saying that probably, what, Mike, 6 weeks ago, week six, I was saying he's going to probably use his extra year eligibility and go play somewhere else. Yeah, he went through a lot, and I understand it wasn't all on him. The offense play calling was not very good. They didn't really – the offense never flowed all year. And at the end of the day, it just unfortunately ended
right
bad. And that's sad because he's probably – not probably. He's probably the
– he's going to go down to the winningest coach – or winningest quarterback in UK history.
Yes, and you can't ignore that. And he needs to be – remembered for that, and, you know, and that's the end of the day. That's what needs to happen. He's probably not the most talented one,
no,
but definitely the most winningest one, the most the person that's most win, the most successful one. I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't even know if I'd even put him in the top five of the most gifted ones. I mean, as far as talent, because I would say Andre Woodson and Jarrett Lorenzen, Tim Couch, those guys keep playing. Even go further back to them, you get Bay Pirelli, stuff like that. Those are guys that, to me, when it comes to Ramsey, those are guys that come out in my mind as guys that are, like, I guess, generational talent at that position for Kentucky. Not talking about for the country, but for Kentucky.
Right.
I mean, and then the other things we found out, we had Corker's coming back, correct?
Yeah, Corker's coming back.
Cedric Dort, yeah. And he's coming back.
Devontae Robinson.
We already knew about him. We already knew about Rigg.
I think Corker's going pro.
No, Corker's going. Yeah. Is it Corker going pro?
Yeah. Or no, it's Echols. No, so Echols is going pro. I'm sorry, Echols is going pro. My bad.
Yeah, Echols going pro because Echols going to get drafted. So, he definitely needs to go pro. Of course, we already knew about Calvin Joseph. Yeah, I think Corker's coming back.
Yeah, Corker's coming. You're right. I was getting all confused in my head.
Yeah, Corker, Dork. Dort. But the kind of the big surprise. Of course, we already assumed that we already knew that Bohanna was leaving. You know, slimmer hope there that maybe he'd come back. I think Phil Hoskins hasn't made any announcements, but I think that he's moving on.
Yeah.
Max Duffy's moving on. But we're getting guys back like Pascal and. You know, obviously, we lost Boogie, too, but the big one we lost was
Jamin. It's going pro.
Yes. And I know you had a take on that, and you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he can improve his stock much more, and he's going to get drafted. He's a good linebacker. He's a good NFL build, too. I mean, I think it's probably the right call for him.
I kind of feel like he could maybe
– improve a little bit, but I feel like once he gets – whoever picks him up, they're going to get a stud out of that kid.
I just don't know how much more he can go up as far as he's an inside linebacker more
inside
than
linebacker.
He's
a traditional style, real big, and
he's
great in pass coverage.
It's time to move on from. I mean, you thought about moving on from him. I wish he would have came back, but I mean, you got guys. Yeah. You have talent there.
You can't blame him for moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know, you got. I mean, you had the transfer from Vandy coming in. Vandy and the transfer from Georgia Tech coming in. We're seeing a possible transfer from Michigan State.
Yeah.
all things that would help us out coming into next year. Oh, I know who else is coming back, man. That Mosley, he's coming back. Quentin Mosley. Yeah, we didn't mention that. He's also another. It's this depth at the defensive back position. But I mean, next year you're looking at, you know, your linebackers are being J.J. Weaver if he comes back healthy. You got
Jordan Wright,
Jared Casey. Casey. Yeah.
They say Casey's one of the best open field tacklers on the team.
Well, there you go. And you got, yeah, you already said Jordan Wright, KD McDaniels. I mean, you got some depth there, and they have some help coming from the transfer portal. But again, up front is where you kind of get worried because Phil Hawkins and Bohanna have been pretty much stables for Kentucky's defensive line for a long time.
I thought with Bohanna getting hurt this past year, I thought McCall really stepped in.
Yeah, and I think it's McCall's time. I'm glad that neither one of them – I mean, it doesn't appear at this time that Hoskins is coming back. I haven't heard anything official on that.
And Justin Rogers, when he got in, he looked really good, like he belonged.
Yes. Yeah, Justin Rogers. I'm excited
to see what these guys are going to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got Justin Rogers. You got McCall. You got Hayes. I mean, Hayes looked okay. Right. Then Octavius Oxendine, he's local. He's supposed to be really good. Yeah. Those are highly recruited guys that get to get some minutes now. And if Bohanna I was never expecting him to come back. But Phil Hoskins, I was kind of thinking it. But
yeah,
Phil Hoskins has been here like 8 years. So
yeah, I was gonna say he could just be burned out. I mean, a lot of football he's been playing.
I agree. I mean, you got a lot of good talent. You got a lot of good talent. You got Brown. You got Dotson. You got. I mean, you got some really good. You got Tisdale. You know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You got Tisdale. That kid hits like a fucking linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We got plenty of talent on the defensive side of the ball. Something I'm very. Very, very. I'm not that worried about next year. Seems like they'll come together. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd love to have that. Would have loved to have Davis back and have him for another year. But he had a fantastic year, and he deserves to go to the pro.
Yeah, absolutely, get that money, kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's done his time here, and Chris Oates went down, and he stepped up.
And he played himself into being drafted into the NFL.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's good for him, and that's me and you have always been supporters of these kids. And go ahead and make your money when you need to make it, whether it be football or basketball. Sure. You know, I'm never one of these people upset over it because at the end of the day, man, you got a livelihood to make up, and football and basketball and baseball, whatever. Those are short years. I mean, they're short time. The majority of the time, you're not. Right. You know, you're not going to be playing forever.
Right, especially middle linebacker that plays as physical as he does, his career is going to be probably about 8 years. I mean, that's probably the average.
And that's a good time. I mean, that's a good amount of time for a linebacker. So, at the end of the day, we feel really good about next year's team. So,
yeah, I'm excited about next year's team.
And we're still waiting for our transfers to come in and get a full scope of what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
And hopefully we reported on our page and on our Twitter page, obviously, too, that now it's looking like Robinson is now going to
Purdue.
It's trending more towards Purdue. We're not saying he's going to go to Purdue yet, but he's trending more towards Purdue. And
Chris is usually on the show with us, actually just sent us a text. I don't know if you saw it yet, Nick. He's on vacation right now in Miami, but it's 50-50 between – he's supposed to apparently, I think, make a decision by the time he comes back.
Okay, so Fulton – so we're going to get Fulton to UK is happening. Okay. We also saw Scalzo's coming back. I saw that today. Yeah. That's a good thing for that kid. Everyone gets a fresh start with the new offensive coordinator, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, we're reading over stuff. We're getting in now. Yeah, I mean, this is so Wandale Robinson looking at he is looking between 50-50 between Purdue and UK. That's a good sign then, because last night it was pretty much Purdue. But people don't understand like when these kids, especially like someone like Robinson, he's trying to go somewhere next year and be one and done. So he's trying to, and I understand
he's going to go fit which offense will fit him best. I think he'll benefit more from us, honestly.
It's hard to say, and the reason it's hard to say is because our offense is essentially a mystery to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
to recruits and stuff. So yeah, it's a mystery to recruits and stuff. And with Purdue, they get to tote the Moore kid that just left their. I mean, look how they used him. That's what they get to push around. We have no wide receivers to push around and say, hey, look at this guy. And now that's because our offensive coordinator didn't particularly use wide receivers the way other teams do nowadays. But it has more to do with we just don't know. And Robinson's looking to go somewhere and maximize his talent. And he doesn't want to go to an offense that's going to be not very good.
It's going to be run heavy. And, I don't blame him.
Yeah, no. So I don't either, man.
But luckily, he wants to be used as a receiver because that's what Nebraska fucked up is they made him a running back.
Yeah, for sure. But they were trying to get their – it's like we did with Lynn Bowden, and that's you maximize their talent, get the ball in his hand every time, and get let him have open space. And that's that was what Nebraska had to do. Now, I never thought a day would come when we would actually have a chance to take a recruit from Nebraska, but – the day has come, and Nebraska's not very good anymore, man. They're just not.
They're not. They're not good.
The dumpster fire there. It's a dumpster fire in UT. Chris is saying that it's looking like Hugh Freeze at Tennessee. I don't know about that. Tennessee's about to be put on probation. I don't care. That team with Pruitt's an asshole. His whole coaching staff's a bunch of assholes. And they negative recruit Kentucky for years. Kentucky does not negative recruit. They've made that pretty clear over and over again. And you know, kind of a courtesy thing. And you know, they get what they deserve.
Yeah.
And then it looks like Florida's going to be getting punished too for some of the things they've done. And so Kentucky's looking pretty strong for the future in the East. They also said that what they say after Florida, they said Georgia. They might go after Georgia. So this may all pan out for Kentucky in the next couple of years, maybe even next year. Who knows? Depends how fast they come down on these teams. So the football team about a month ago, we were all really down in the dumps and kind of you know, where are we going off this team?
And
then we get a pretty damn good offensive coordinator.
Everybody, I can't wait till basketball season. Not everybody like since the football season yet. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, right. Well, you just. It was a weird year, and at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, a month ago, we were all down in the dumps, and now, you know, we got a new offensive coordinator. We're getting all these guys back.
Yeah.
Got guys buying in.
Rebuilt for the program. Yeah. I mean, it's so, good stuff.
A month later, you're feeling pretty good where this program's headed.
Yeah.
And especially how the rest of the division might be getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's not
bad. Stoops has done it the right way, man. Yeah. It has since you've been here, and that's why I like the guy. I mean, I always have. That's why I think he's perfect for Kentucky. Anyone that wants him gone is
that's going to do it the right way.
Exactly. So that's good stuff. So on to the bad stuff. The basketball team, they had a nice win streak for three games.
Yeah.
And then laid a big time loss.
It's hard to watch, man. It's hard to watch.
It is very hard to watch. The offense and the way that the defense was the other night. I mean, defense has been okay throughout the season, but the offense has just been horrendous.
I mean, there's an NBA scout that said that our offense is just completely out of date. I mean,
yeah, no, I agree, man. I agree. And they need to do some serious soul searching at the end of the season.
Oh yeah.
And I've promised myself that I was getting really upset early in the season and was really complaining about stuff. And I've told myself now that I'm just going to try to wait until the end of the season to pass my grades and stuff like that. Cause I want them to turn around. I want Cal to turn around and there's a lot of stuff going on that we won't discuss on this show. But other shows will discuss it and if you want to hear what they have to say about it, then sure. But for me and Mike, we try to keep all that stuff off here
because we don't want to focus on extracurriculars.
Yes, and we obviously we didn't even really like talking about the Corona stuff, but we did because it was something that's going on. But right now we aren't going to talk about what people are pissed off about and stuff. We are simply fans.
Yeah, we support the team.
yeah, we support our team, and we don't have to support everything they do or anything like that. But it serves zero purpose for me and Mike to tell you our opinions on it,
yeah,
because there's always going to be somebody that either feels one way or the other.
Yeah, nobody's listening to me and you talk about our political views.
Yeah, well, this not just that, but I'm sure me, you, and Chris don't all think the same way, yeah, and we're all very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to have our different views and outlooks on things like that, and it's just no it. For us to come on our show or our page or our Twitter page and tell you what we think about this and that, not everyone's going to be happy.
Yeah.
And it's best just not to even mention
we're sports.
What we feel
That's
like.
What we do is we cover sports.
I cover sports. And that was one of our big things that we started with. That was the reason we actually started this podcast, was because we were so tired. We love Kentucky Sports Radio. I love listening to the post game and stuff like that. They have some good content on their
thing. The post game call-in show after football is probably the best thing going.
Yeah, it's golden. I mean, it's pretty golden. And we like their webpage and everything. You know, they do. But we hated all the political stuff.
Yeah.
We always were. That's what was one of the big reasons why
I wanted to listen to political. I'd be on news channels. I listen to sporting shit.
Exactly. And some of you might think we're doing the cowardly way out. But I just. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Mike thinks. Yeah. It doesn't matter what Chris thinks, because we all are going to think a little bit differently, and not all of us are going to have. Someone's always going to agree with one of us and not two of us or whatever. You know, someone's always going to disagree with what you say, no matter what side of the fence you're on.
Yep.
So we're going to stick to sports. But get back to the basketball team. After all that, of course, if you want to see a distraction or whatever, they laid a big time 20 point loss at home. Yeah. I haven't seen that in Kentucky. I don't think in my lifetime, man. So
real quick, when is that petty guy going to leave Alabama? I feel like that dude's been there for 8 years.
I know. I put that on Twitter, man. I feel like he's been there. He has been there a long time, and it is crazy. And every time we play him, he seems like to have a really good game.
He can have a terrible year, but he'll play us and he'll just go off.
Yeah, and that's been kind of the way it's always been when playing him. So. But back to Kentucky struggles. They've been out rebounded, I think, the last three games. They looked great against Florida. Everything went right against Florida. Yeah, pretty much. If Florida's best player's out, I mean, that's the guy that collapsed. Yeah. And we're glad he's okay. He was at the game and stuff, but I doubt he's gonna play again this year. But that's their best player. Kentucky, Boston can't shoot very good. He's not strong enough to make it to the rim. Yeah. He's tried to. I was actually pushing for him to get to the rim and try to get more fouls, but he's physically unable to do that right now. He has a decent jump shot. I think he could be a good jump shooter. That's probably what he needs to be right now, because he's physically unable to get to the rim. And I was pushing for it like a week or so ago. I was like, Boston needs to get to the rim, try to get fouled, and that'll boost his confidence up. He can't even physically get to the rim.
No.
And refs are not bailing him out.
He's not strong enough. I mean,
He's not strong enough to force his will on someone and make them call a foul. So that's where you're at with Boston. I think, Deontay Allen's been a great, story.
Yeah, he's been a great story.
You know, but the thing is the three teams let him do what he wanted to, and then
they got film on him, and
and if you don't think Bruce Pearl on Saturday is not going to shut him down too, you're crazy, because Bruce Pearl is probably the best X and O's coach in our league.
Yeah.
So there's that. Looking forward to that this weekend. So Mintz has been okay. Sar goes here and there, but I don't think I've ever seen a Kentucky football or Kentucky basketball team that's been so bad at throwing into the post.
No.
Like just straight throwing it to the defender. Like how? I mean,
it's frustrating. You know, I have to be honest with you guys. I fell asleep with about 5 minutes left in that game.
I don't blame you.
I just fell asleep. I was like, I can't. I'm tired. I can't do this anymore.
They're broke a little bit, yeah. and it's. It's probably going to be a long year, and it's sad that we got to talk about it down here. But it's just not Kentucky. Kentucky is what they are now.
Yeah,
I mean they the three teams they beat, they're all teams that were kind of not picked great in the league. Mississippi State turned out to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
But I mean Florida without their best player, they're not going to be someone that's going to be doing anything without him.
I mean, at this point, the only way we're making
Vandy, obviously, we know
at
that.
At this point, the only way we're making the tournament is winning the SEC conference championship.
I thought Matt Jones. He actually, like I said, I hate to keep bringing him up, but he actually did have a good thing. And I kind of agree with this. I think Kentucky would have to go 13 like, at the first of the year in SEC play. They had to go like 13-5.
Yeah,
and you know, now they have one loss, so that's pretty much how you need to grade it. I actually don't agree with them on the 13-5. I think it's more they need to be around.
I think we're going to lose two conference games, and we have to beat Texas.
No, I see. I have to lose to Texas. I think that Kentucky needs to only lose about three conference games, and they'll be okay. I don't think they're going to have a conference tournament. So I think if you win the regular season, you're probably going to be the champion.
Yeah.
But that's just I haven't heard any kind of insight on that. I just feel like that's the route it's going to go. I don't think they're going to be able to get a bubble for 4 or 5 days, and honestly, the conference tournaments are pretty stupid already.
Yeah.
So all they do is just give someone like Vandy hope or whoever, or this year Kentucky hope.
This year's our hope.
Yeah. So, but I just think whoever wins the regular season should have it. But split or not split, if you win it, you win it. So, with all that said, I think Kentucky. I don't think they need to have Texas. I think it would help come out quite a bit because they have some pretty bad losses.
Yeah.
But I think Kentucky obviously have one loss right now, so they lose two more. And both of those can't be to Tennessee, or you got to beat Tennessee. You
have to split Tennessee, yeah.
You got to split Tennessee, and if you don't split Tennessee, then you got to beat Texas. I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just not going to get any easier. They have 0 point guard. Now we didn't have Clark the last couple of games, and right. That would have probably helped the other night. But with that said, they were down three guys.
Yeah.
They were down three guys. And Alabama was doing whatever they wanted to. I can't even count how many layups they had.
That I really like the way their offenses ran, Alabama's.
Well, I don't know if their offense is that great. It's just our defense was just like
– that bad they last night?
They weren't stopping the ball. They were letting them drive down the middle. No weak side help. Like I said, Sar was pretty much non-existent. I thought Jackson did pretty good stuff the other night. He's okay. He was like the only one that was really fighting out there. I don't understand Cal with not playing Ware. I mean, they were obviously getting beat that low. They don't play Ware. Ware's like your toughest guy.
Yeah,
he wears guys out down there. He doesn't score a lot or anything. He's a
really true big man. I mean,
yeah, he's a tough guy and he wants to go down there and battle with guys. I don't see why he didn't play. But I mean, Cal's been doing some hit scratch and stuff all year. I hate to say it, and I've said it over and over again. Cal deserves the criticism.
Yeah,
you know, even with that 2013 team, and everybody always compares all his worst teams to that team would have made the tournament, and they almost made the tournament. If New Orleans doesn't get hurt, they make the tournament.
Yeah,
they make the tournament. They're probably it's not that they just barely made the tournament. They probably ran the tournament pretty comfortably.
Oh yeah,
because they almost made it without him.
Yeah. And knowing that, they might make a run with him.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't tell him. Because I mean, everyone always talks about how bad Archie Goodwin. Archie Goodwin was a double digit machine scoring. Yeah. You know, he didn't care much more than just scoring for himself, but he scored.
Yeah,
and that's something these guys simply cannot do right.
No.
They can't shoot or anything like that.
So BJ Boston compares to Goodwin. I hear a lot of that. I don't know if you guys do, but I hear a lot of that and. Goodwin, honestly, was way ahead of B.J. Boston.
Oh, God, yeah. Goodwin can shoot the ball. Goodwin could score. He was a natural scorer. Yeah. That was the issue with that team. The issue with that team, too, wasn't so much everyone wants to blame Goodwin or whoever. The issue more on that team was that team had, just like this team, has no point guard.
Yeah.
Now, I will say Askew has developed pretty good.
Askew, that's one positive. Is he has improved every game this year.
Yes, he has. That's something that's being – not talked about because of all the losing, but the fact that Boston was a top 10 recruit and this is probably the biggest miss. Him or Skyle Labissiere were the biggest misses in Cal's era. But I'll say this about Skyle Labissiere. When he came in, there were still games where he actually like performed.
Skyle improved as the season went on.
Yeah. I mean, but he was a miss because he was number one overall recruit, but at the end of the day, he still had his games where he came out there and did double doubles and scored, and you know that's we're not getting that at all from Boston at this point. And Boston does rebound the ball decently. He gets steals, but then he does stuff like lets guys go around him on the bounce. He can't guard anybody right now. He's not making shots. He's not going to. I mean, it's. I hate to be critical of an 18-year-old kid,
right?
Because people are a lot a lot more mean than me and you are, but it's hard to say, how's this guy leaving?
Right.
How's he leaving? How's he going to go somewhere else? Now, luckily, next year's team seems like that Sky Clark guy looks legit. I mean, legit. The guy we're getting from West Virginia looks really good. We got help on the way, but
yeah,
there's just no way you can take up for Cal and say, oh, this is Cal's off year. Kentucky basketball doesn't have off year, especially when you have the number one overall recruiting class.
Right.
This is a miss for Cal, and he needs to be criticized as such. I don't think he needs to be fired.
Right. No, he's not there yet.
No, I think he gets a pass in the season as far as not getting fired.
He needs a little heat.
He needs heat. And hey, man, if you don't perform next year, it's over, because he's pissing off fans on and off the court.
Right.
And that brings on a lot of heat too. And like I said, I don't think that's fair, because the guy's simply being a coach.
Yeah.
I know we're not trying to get into it, but the guy's simply being a coach.
What he needs he needs it from his losing. He's just not done a very good job. He needs to adapt his offense.
Yes. And that's why big guys aren't coming. Yeah. That's why the big guys aren't coming. The big guys want to shoot threes now, man. They don't want to play on the block and be like Sar, sitting down there waiting for a ball to get passed into them. They want to be out on the top of the key, getting the ball, dribbling, and doing things like that. I know that sounds so, wow, that's, you know, business, but kids to see that stuff. Or guys want to be featured. Guys want to be, you know, told that they're going to be the guy, and then everyone else is going to play around you. And kids are just that way.
Right.
But the Scott Clark kid coming in next year, he looks very special.
He looks legit.
So I think he's coming next year, or maybe it's a year after, but he looks very, very special.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right. Well,
I don't know what to say about the basketball team. Yeah.
hopefully we get a win at Auburn.
Yes, hopefully we will.
It's at Auburn, isn't it? Is it at Auburn?
To be quite honest with you, dude, I've been so fed up with the basketball team.
It's been very frustrating.
Yeah, it's at Auburn. It's been very frustrating.
I thought it was. I said
hockey tonight. Hockey does start tonight, so that feels really good.
Reds play at 8.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So, we just got a little something going on. I don't know, man. I'm excited about the football team. I can't wait for it to come. Of course, me and Mike, we did go to all the games last season. We went to every game last season, this season. So that was something to be proud of.
Yeah, we
during the COVID era.
First year, we've done that in a long time, actually. We usually miss one game.
We always make about 6 or 7 games.
Of weddings. And there were no weddings. There was no weddings last year, it seemed like. So
no weddings. Really six or seven games a year we usually make. I don't know, man. It was a weird year, but we get to tell people that we went to football games during the pandemic.
We made it to every home game this year,
During a damn pandemic, and that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of nice not having to wait in line to the bathroom. Yeah, everyone. I wish they would open more more concession stands, but.
Oh, I agree. But, you know, it was definitely a weird year. I hope it gets back to normal next year.
Yeah. I'm going to miss having that red line parking pass. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. That probably makes me want to get it this year. But yeah, we even though we went to 6 games, me and Mike still have credit, so we're already committed to this year's season. So we'll be back there again at least one more year.
So
we got that, and then what else? Oh, I'm getting the vaccine done next Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah, I think my wife is getting hers February 20th.
Very good. I just like to get. I just want to get it so we can somewhat get back to normal. I don't want to get sick. I know people, again, another thing that people argue about nowadays is the damn vaccine. But me personally, I mean, whatever people think about it, I don't care. I don't want to be sick.
So
I want to be around my parents, man. I'm sick. I'm going to be around my parents, my in-laws, and not to worry about it. So, you know, whatever your reason is for getting it or don't getting it, that's your business. But I love my family, so I want to be around them.
All right, man. Well, everybody stay safe. Wash your hands. Go Cats.
Beat Auburn.
Beat Auburn. That's right.
All right, man.
All right. Take it.